Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Well, my beloved Dodgers win the NL wild card, just like I said they would. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Key got the shades on indoors.
He's feeling it right now. You know, you had 2-run home run. I mean,
walk off shot.
Okay.
Show off. You could have knocked him home with a single. That was. There haven't been that many walk off shots in elimination in the history of baseball.
I mean,
in the
just
playoffs.
Go and sit back, Key. Just enjoy it. Your bullpen went to work. You held it down. I mean, it was an impressive win, man.
Oh, God. You know, the thing is, man, in these situations, I look like what?
So you look like Blade, Wesley Snipes and Blade.
In these situations, you just get tired of winning all the time. You know, it's heavy.
Don't jinx yourself. Don't jinx yourself before you guys play against the Giants, man.
I'm not superstitious. I don't believe in that sort of
stuff. Agent Key for Men in Black?
I just think that, no, but I did get spooked, though. I got spooked when we pulled Max Scherzer, but he had about 90 balls, 90 plus balls when we decided to pull him. So
in a single elimination game, he battled though. See, when your ace doesn't have their stuff nowadays, baseball.
No,
we talked about
stuff,
this yesterday.
Though.
4 2/3 is like almost you got a decent start.
Yeah,
didn't give up. Gave up a run. Like that's battling through problems.
But the reason I got spooked is because the skipper has made some critical errors along the way throughout his tenure as a Dodger manager, pulling guys at certain times when he probably shouldn't have and left guys in too long when he probably should have pulled them. So that kept me at the edge of the bed. Clearly, I didn't go to bed. As you can see, I sent you guys a video of Chris Taylor's jack, boom, gone. You know, I just felt like that. But then when you go that long, And you're that tight, I knew we would win in the end.
Jansen did his thing, too, in the top
he
of the night.
He did.
It was impressive, man.
And by the way,
I stayed up with you, Key, low-key.
He's been pitching well.
Chris Taylor, when I always say luck is the residue of design, if it feels like the Dodgers get lucky a lot, these games could go either way.
Chris Taylor was 8 for 70-something in the last. He's been 8 for like 70-something.
Bad slump, but he's a good player. This dude, Chris Taylor is... He's kind of a starter because they use him all over the place. But when you really – he's a bench player.
Yeah.
Like, technically, he's a utility guy.
Yeah, he took Kiki Hernandez's spot, basically.
They move him around. He'll play some short, some center. Think about a dude on your bench who can play second, short, and center, can play some third base.
Kiki Hernandez.
And can hit you a home run in the playoffs.
You also have to give some credit to Bellinger, right, still in second. I mean, that put pressure on the pitcher. I mean, it said a lot, man.
They have an athletic team.
What's the catcher for St. Louis?
Yadier Molina.
Yadi bobbled the ball, though. He didn't get it clean. Yeah. I don't think he got a good jump on him, so I don't think he would have got him anyway. It would have been close, but he bobbled it, so that worked. But we won, Max, and we're moving on.
Moving on.
Are you saying we, Max? Are you part of
Max
the
– saying, man, please.
I'm not a – okay, I will tell you – no, I'm not – there's no fraud here.
You're not a Dodger.
I will tell you this. I would not say we for Dodgers.
Okay.
I would say we for Lakers. I would not say we for Dodgers.
Oh, God. This dude. Yeah.
You would say you can't. Come on, man.
Yeah, no. I'll tell you why.
When just I own New York.
I do own New York. That's a separate issue. This is
we don't
two completely different conversations.
No. When I took
I'm gonna speak for everybody from LA, California.
Except
South
that you
Central
can't because
LA,
I do. Like,
yes.
I am the voice of LA.
We don't want you. We do not accept you. We don't want you to be a part of Laker Nation, Dodger Nation.
I'm sorry, but I'm the one who makes
that
determination.
That's mean.
Before I took the job on LA radio, I had to decide, like, I hate these guys on radio. They come and you know they're not really rooting for the home team, right? If they're in the local market. So I said to myself, I'm not giving up my Yankees. Not giving up my Yankees, but the Dodgers, okay, they're in the NL. You know, that's fine. Whatever. Okay, it could be my NL team. There were no Rams or Chargers in LA at the time,
okay.
Right? So I don't have to give up my Giants. The big question before I could take the job was, could I give up the Knicks for the Lakers? I thought about it for like a day or two. I was like, what am I thinking about? The Dolan is killing the happiness of my life, and the Lakers are out West? Forget it. And I legitimately started rooting for the Lakers.
I feel like people in New York are going to disown you as well.
Wait, can we just run back the sound, Yates?
I'll pull for the Dodgers rest of the way. I'll pull for the Dodgers rest of the way.
Say you pull for the Dodgers, and if you say it, you just you're
why
not,
do you say that? No, no, I'm a Yankees fan. But once your team is out, you want a rooting interest somehow.
So here's my
I'm 100%
like,
Yankees.
It's like when Duke and North Carolina historic rivalry, right?
Yeah.
It's like when Duke loses in the tournament, I'm like, go get him, North Carolina.
That's not Yankees Dodgers. That's in the 1950s. That's Yankees Dodgers. That's not Yankees Dodgers anymore. That's Yankees Red Sox. I wouldn't root for the Red
this
Sox.
This dude here, man. So if you told me, I wouldn't have a problem with you, Max, if you said to me, the Yankees are out.
Yeah.
The Mets are in. I'm fine because it's New York.
Hell no. I would be okay with that.
The Jets are out, or the Giants is out.
No.
The Jets are in. If they win, it's good for New
York.
That's
the opposite.
I would have fun with that.
In New York, if you are a Yankees fan, you never root for the Mets. Matter of fact, there was a chant, which I can't repeat. I grew up in the bleachers at Yankees
Stadium.
Don't say it. The Mets, for most of my childhood, were public enemy number one ahead of the Red Sox for Yankees fans. If you're a Yankees fan, you hate the Mets. If you're a Giants fan, you're against the Jets. That's how it works.
It's not rooting for them. It's being okay with that. But you're trying to go all the way to another coast to
where I lived for 6 years. Yeah. I'll pull for the Dodgers rest of the way.
I lived there 50 years. You keep saying six. That doesn't even – no,
years,
Max, you
–
we allowed, you, we allowed you. We allowed you to set up in L.A. for a short period of time in your life.
It's like
because
a lease.
You were work, it wasn't even a lease.
It's like a lease program.
We allowed him to figure out what would work for him and his family.
That's adorable.
What we did.
How can you tell me I'm the one who makes these rules?
Oh God.
That's just the start to the sports weekend for LA teams.
This makes me so happy.
By the way,
we're so good.
Agent Key, Men in Black.
No. I just figure I put the glasses on because so much shine is happening with my Dodgers. That's all.
By the way, what is it? Three out of the four last World Series they were in.
We've been pretty good over the last.
That's not
8 years.
Men in Black music.
Pretty
that's
good.
Not Men in Black.
You win the division every year. Think about this: they win the division every year until they miss it by a game where they win 106 games.
Yeah.
That's the time they don't win the division.
We had a little bit of a slump there. We had injuries in the middle of the season. Kind of, you know, it's fine though. We're good.
Thank you. Play the right music, Alan.
You won 106 games.
Yeah.
106. Jeez. You know how few teams have ever won 106 games?
I think at the beginning of the year, we thought we would break the record. We were going to get to like 120 or something weird like that.
Yeah, it's insane. So anyway, so much going on in L.A. this weekend. Tonight, it's the Rams and the Seahawks kick off week 5 in the NFL, Thursday Night Football in Seattle. We're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, who needs a win more, the Rams or the Seahawks? Be a part of KJM Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. Or call in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And then there's the Week 5 decision made in Chicago. And we'll tell you why Justin Fields was going to be the starter all along.
Ugh.
He's going to have to translate some coach speak, despite what Matt Nagy said. That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
What are you mad about now?
He's always mad about something.
No, I just don't like hearing people act, what changed? Can't he? You know damn well nothing changed.
Man, something changed.
Man, nothing.
Underneath that hostile veneer, there's a charming teddy bear.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. It's a lot of the pop.
But boy,
and the
there's a lot of hostility in that
there's
veneer.
There's a lot of sizzle in the voice.
What? Listen.
Well, we don't like.
Yes.
Calling, no,
yes.
I don't, you're
a charmer, but underneath the veneer of hostility.
No, I don't like calling I don't like saying hostility and Keyshawn in the same sentence. It's passion.
Oh, passion.
It's passion.
Yeah. That's what they think about me anyway. They think I'm mean, I'm a bully, I'm all that.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. David Kaplan from ESPN 1000 in Chicago,
that is correct,
joins us on the Goodyear Hotline, and that's because yesterday was the greatest day in Chicago sports since
Sid Luckman.
Since, well, Matt Nagy named Fields the starter going forward. Here's Matt Nagy.
Were you trying to tee something up?
No, since I'm asking the question.
Oh, it's a tease.
I've always said from the beginning to everybody in here, to our players, coaches, to y'all when y'all ask, is that we'll know. And he's done everything to show us that he's ready for this opportunity.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I could say that Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Are you allowed to say Matt Nagy and Straight Talk? Okay, fine. That's Matt Nagy, coach speak. All right, Key, give us the Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless. Translate, explain to us how, I think it was 2 days ago, he said when Andy Dalton's healthy, he will be the starter. Jay was out of his mind. 2 days later, and you said, nah, Dalton's never going to see the field again, right? That's what you said. 2 days later, he overrode what he just said 2 days ago.
Well, he really didn't override it. You just didn't understand what he was saying at the time. He was already telling you that Justin Fields is the starter. He doesn't want to tell you 2 days ago, or that at that particular moment, he didn't want to tell you Justin Fields was the starter. He wanted to wait, play around with it a little bit, because if he does what you want him to do, then he's not in control anymore. If I do it on my own watch, I'm still in control. I don't allow the media and the fan base and people like Jason Williams to dictate
that
to
why
me.
Jay's angry because Jay wants to be in control, but really Matt Nagy's in control?
Yeah, dictate to me what I want to do with my quarterback. As I said long time ago to Jay, Will, you, and everybody else that would even remotely listen to me.
Remotely.
Listen to
me. I listen to you every day for 4 hours.
And take me serious. And that the moment that Andy Dalton got hurt and Justin Fields took over, Andy Dalton wouldn't see the field again. Let's give Justin Fields credit. He won games in relief and full-time starter. You don't go back to Andy Dalton, because if you go back to Andy Dalton, and I'm Matt Nagy, I'm not going back to Andy Dalton, although I'm telling you, we're going to evaluate him when he's healthy. He's still our starting quarterback. But he will never be healthy for us. That's why our percentage base is 100%. He'll never be at 100% for us. He's going to be at 75.
Key,
he'll never, ever be at 100, period.
I understood what you were saying and thought you were right when you said it. Jay, on the other
he
hand.
Did not have it. You see how he did it? Max is like, Jay did it.
No, I'm not blaming Jay. I want to ask you a question, Jay. I agree with Key back a couple days ago, all the way back a couple days ago about this. And that's why we're interested in hearing him translate coach speak. This is what I want to know, Jay. He said then, if he's at 100, if Andy Dalton's healthy, he said nothing about Andy Dalton not being 100% now. He simply said Fields is our starter going forward. That means whether Andy Dalton's healthy
or not.
Okay, so back to this coach speak. He said that anyway when he said it, by saying when he's healthy, he'll never be healthy for us. Even if
you're
he is healthy.
You're saying if you followed up with coach and said, I thought you said 2 days ago, blah, 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 coach would say something like, he's not 100% yet?
Exactly. Okay. And then on top of that, by him saying, Jay, he needs to get healthy, we're going to evaluate it, then us internally will make a decision based on what we see. We saw enough the first couple of weeks. We're good. That's all he's saying. Plus, I'm sure he's walking down the hallway and he sees a Khalil Mack, or he sees a Jalen Johnson, young star corner, up and coming. He see those guys, and they're like, Justin Fields look good, coach. And he's sitting there going, yeah. That's what happens.
Jay, you control freak. See, it's because of you that Nagy feels the need to control.
It's my fault. This is like figuring out a Rubik's Cube.
It's not, though, Jay.
It is, okay? It's confusing because you know why? I speak English.
Yeah.
Simplistic English.
I know.
I don't want to play games. Is he leaving me a breadcrumb? Should I follow the trail? What should I do? Should I open a door? Should I not open a door? Is he telling me to open a door? Is he subconsciously sending me signs? I don't know what the hell he's saying. It's too complicated. Some of the best leaders I've ever met are some of the best communicators.
I understand.
And my whole thing is I don't believe Matt Nagy's going to be the head coach of this team next year. Like, there's really no way can allow him.
Here's what I'll say.
Okay, fine. Let me finish. There's no way if I were a general manager, well, there's a lot of questions Ryan Pace has to answer too, because I firmly believe this came from up top. I don't believe this is Matt Nagy saying, you know what? I'm just going to name Justin Fields the starter moving forward. After 2 days ago, I just said, you know what? Andy Dalton, so when he's QB number one, when he's healthy, he's QB number one. Why even say that?
Could that be? Could that be
1,000%.
Key that Nagy a couple days ago had one thought and then since then got
then why
a directive?
Say it?
No, because in certain situations, well, in this situation, Pace and Nagy are on the same page. He's taking marching orders from Pace, and Pace is listening to – they're locked.
And who's Pace listening
that
to?
Way.
Who's Pace listening to?
Whoever he's listening to. But it didn't
ownership?
Come, it didn't come from the owner. They already made this decision, Jay, that this young man gives them the best chance to win. He does not – coaches don't like to say things like Justin Fields outperformed Andy Dalton, period, and we're
but
better
they
without
they
Andy Dalton.
Why say anything? Yesterday was Tuesday.
Because that's –
yesterday was Tuesday.
Every single day.
I know every single day.
He
but
has
like,
to say something
so wait
in
until
front
the
of
end
the
of the week then. If you want more time
– well,
I just don't understand why wait only a day and a half later after you just went through this whole soliloquy about – saying that if healthy,
because guess what they did?
Andy Dalton is QB number
because
one.
Because now when you say to me, you said this on Monday, and then on Wednesday you say something else, you know what I'm going to tell you? Is that we evaluated Andy on Tuesday, and we've made the decision that Justin is our quarterback moving forward because the things that we saw, we felt that Andy
he
wouldn't
did say
be
that.
Ready
he said,
right now.
He said we had a plan, and then the injury happened and accelerated. Hey, Jay, let me ask you a question. I really want to know.
Making a lot of sense.
Because
you guys are making a lot of sense of a guy who has not made any sense at all.
I have a question for you, Jay, because you definitely come across in this case like a Bears fan, right? Like or a fan of a football team, okay?
I'm Justin Fields fan,
too. I get it. Let me ask you this. What difference does it really make to you? On Sunday, he's going to get the ball. Fields is going to get the ball, and he's going to play. He's going to play. All this stuff that you're, all the angst that you're feeling, in the end, how does it affect what happens on the field?
Because who coaches me dictates whether I can be successful or not.
But here's what
that
I
has say. A lot to do with it. I've been around coaches that have been good leaders and good communicators, and you can see how people flourish in that type of environment. I've also been around coaches who have been poor communicators, and I've seen the way that trickles down into the locker room, and people don't get behind it,
so
regardless of whether he gets the opportunity to play a lot or not.
So I want to be clear. Your beef, basically, is that you think that the way Matt Nagy handled this does not put the Bears in the best position to succeed once Fields takes
1,000%. It hasn't put the Bears in the best position since he's been doing all this stuff even last year.
Here's what I would say to what Jay said about coaches coaching and communicating and doing those things. Jay's right. You want coaches to communicate. The difference is here, though, is they're in the building with him. They already know. Justin Fields was not shocked or surprised despite – what Justin Fields says, that he was going to be the starter.
Can I ask you guys a question?
He's there. He knows.
Key, can I ask you a question? Do you think there's any part of Matt Nagy, since he named Andy Dalton QB1 during the summer, that he was beholden to that promise to Andy Dalton?
No.
Your human element. You don't think at all?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, you guys don't think at all because he promised Andy Dalton to be QB number one.
Yeah, but
that was the reason why he's.
But that ain't no real promise.
That's the reason
though,
why he's continued.
But that's not a real promise. That's just converse. That's just. Talk. That's not a real problem.
I do think part of Andy Dalton's issue in the last couple of seasons is teams, the Cowboys and the Bears, were expecting to get a little better quarterback than they got. I think the thought was,
part of
hey, this guy can still play. And when they saw him up close, they not as well as we thought.
Yeah, no, but he was never – that's why they drafted Justin Fields, because he was never a long-term solution.
Right.
Never, ever. And I'm happy that Justin Fields has a starting job. And I want to say one thing before you move on. You said Matt Nagy is not going to be the coach. I look at you square in the eyes on this day and at this time. Matt Nagy will have an extension at the end of the year.
Oh, Lord.
Save the tape. I think it's possible he is right about this one.
Do I read? Because if not, I need to take
That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Key said yesterday that if the Packers win the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers will be back in 2022. Who else is he ready to lock into his team for next season other than Matt Nagy? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. Mm-hmm. Time for Real or Not Real. As you heard, we bring in our producer, Evan, to ask us a question. We will answer real if the statement is true, not real if it's false. Evan.
And Real or Not Real is brought to you by Trico. Trico has been the future of wipers since 1917, keeping you a step ahead of Mother Nature. Visit Trico, cats and dogs. So today we're asking real or not real. The following starting quarterbacks will be the quarterback for their team in 2022. Key, starting with you, based on what you said this week, Aaron Rodgers, real or not real, will be the starting quarterback of the Packers in 2022.
Not real. Not real. And the reason I say that, because I don't think Green Bay will win the Super Bowl.
Odds are against it, even if they might do it. Yeah,
I just don't think they'll win the Super Bowl. I said that if they won the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers will be the Green Bay Packers starting quarterback after the Super Bowl in 2022. But I don't know that. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I also feel I'll go not real with you too. I feel as if there will be plenty of teams that will be lining up to give him whatever he wants, money wise and players around him wise. Similar to how Tom Brady got Antonio Brown and also Gronk.
Yeah, even if you think the Packers are the odds-on favorite, you might. That doesn't mean you're taking them against the field. Not real. Aaron Rodgers will not be a Packer starting quarterback next season.
Derek Carr, starting quarterback of the Raiders, 2022. Real or not real, Jay?
I'll go real. This is season, I mean, look. This guy has thrown for 4,000 yards in each of his last three seasons. I know he had a stinker versus the Chargers, but they get that running game figured out with Josh Jacobs coming back off injury. I think this could still be a phenomenal year. I think Derek Carr is that guy. He was in the MVP conversation. I'm not going to jump off the train just because he threw one pick in the fourth and struggled against the Chargers.
Real. He'll be the starting quarterback moving forward. I think that as you look at his progress under John Gruden's system, John's there for another contract, says he's there for another 6 years. I don't see where you're getting a better quarterback than Derek Carr right now, and he's still young, and they continue to build. Why disrupt the rhythm right now?
Yeah, real. I could think of one place you can get a better quarterback than Derek Carr, and that would be Aaron Rodgers, right? I'm going to say real. I think the odds are that Derek Carr, who turns out is a good quarterback, is on the Raiders next year.
Sam Darnold, real or not real, quarterback of the Panthers next year.
Real. Sam's not going anywhere. Chris McCaffrey practiced yesterday. He'll be back in the fold. We saw what they just did with Stephon Gilmore, shored up that secondary, trying to get good there. J.C. Horn will be back toward the end of the season. So this team will be making a strong playoff push. And Sam Darnold's playing pretty good damn football. He is not in jail with the New York Jets anymore.
I mean, even without Christian McCaffrey, those two rushing TDs that he had were pretty impressive, man. Sam Darnold has all the tools, has everything to be an elite quarterback at this level, and you surround him with superior talent, I'm gonna say real.
I'll say real, too. I don't see elite quarterback, but Darnold has always flashed. You know, he's got to do this consistently now, and he's in a position where he can. If he does this consistently, I think he will, he'll be their quarterback
next year. Before you move on to the next one, Evan, if what he's doing right now, he did for the New York Jets, would he still be on the Jets?
Yes.
Yeah, but he couldn't for the New York
Jets. I'm just saying, Evan. Did you hear what I said, Evan?
Yeah, absolutely. He should still be the quarterback of the New York Jets based on what he did the last 3 years. Like Sam Darnold isn't the problem. We've been over this. So, yes, if Sam Darnold was doing what he was doing right now, the Jets would be in a much better position. Mm-hmm. And he'd be in a much – I mean, he wouldn't be in a better position, but the Jets would be.
I don't know. Maybe you'd have to figure out whether you're going to pay him pretty soon and then what you're going to pay
him. But what he's done right now with Carolina is payable.
I would pay him.
At what level, though?
It doesn't. It's worth the contract extension. I didn't say he was getting $500 million. I'm just saying it's payable.
I mean, this is an organization that gave Teddy Bridgewater a 3-year contract and then let him walk after 1 year. So they're not afraid to put money.
Tepper can give us whatever he wants because he's got plenty of cash.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next one. The next one was supposed to be Andy Dalton, but he's no longer the QB1 technically. So Russell Wilson, real or not real, quarterback of the Seahawks next year?
Real. Russell Wilson's not going anywhere. Russell Wilson's fine. They just got to figure out how to get back in rhythm and get going again. I mean, they can't afford to miss the playoffs. They can't afford to be one and done. They've got to make a strong playoff push.
I would say real for a guy that's won double-digit games 8 out of his 9 seasons in the NFL. The talent is there. Somebody ran by my brain the other day, though. If the Raiders don't pan out, or say if they lose it, do they take a look at Russell Wilson? Is that possible?
Everyone would love to take a look at Russell Wilson. You know what? It's real. He'll be the quarterback next year. You know what the issue is for Russell Wilson? Well, he hasn't won another – Brett Favre won one Super Bowl. Tom Brady has distorted what people expect from quarterbacks on good teams even. If you're a great quarterback on a really good team for 15 years and you win one single Super Bowl, you did it.
He should have won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah, right. Came one play away.
Stupid.
And the knock is that he won a Super Bowl with a great defense, and he's never gotten an MVP vote.
Well, but
that's
right.
The knock.
He's never
it's
gotten an MVP.
It's not that he hasn't won more Super Bowls. It's he's never gotten an MVP
he's
vote.
Never, but that's a knock against the voters. He's never gotten an MVP vote because in any one season, he hasn't been the MVP. But over a 5-year span, he was the most valuable player in football. If you took 5 years.
He's good. There's nothing wrong
with
Russell
Wilson. Is Russell Wilson Drew Brees? Like,
yeah.
Drew Brees never won an MVP. And won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're comparable.
Damn, Drew Brees never won MVP?
No.
Wow.
Even when he broke the record that year?
No.
Yeah, never won an MVP. Came in second, like, what, 2 or 3 times? Something like that?
What a great comp, Evan. Well done.
Memory serves.
If you were to ask me without Max or you saying anything, I would be like, oh, yeah, he won. I think he won one. It just feels like he would have won one.
Mm-hmm. He was an elite quarterback. But let's be honest, for most of his career, when he was in that uppermost tier, he was the last name in that tier. It was Brady and Peyton, and then it was Rodgers and Brady.
It just seems like he would have won one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the Saints, will Jameis Winston be the quarterback of the Saints next year, real or not real?
Ooh.
Max, go first. I want to hear your reaction.
I'm going to say real because I don't think the Saints will have a great draft pick, and I'm trying to think of who will be available who would be a better fit for them given Jameis now has 2 years of experience on the team by then. So I'm going to say real.
I'll say real just because the simple fact that Sean Payton used Taysom Hill and threw an interception bringing him in, and there's really no other quarterback option, and I think he'll continue to keep growing. Once my nephew come back, I think Jameis will look like a different quarterback as well.
I was going to say that. When Michael Thomas comes back, it'll be different.
Catch radius.
Yeah, wide catch radius.
Yeah.
I mean, he's eligible to come off the pup list after week 6, right, Key?
I think that's about
any,
right. I
any,
don't know
any
anything.
Update
I don't know anything
okay.
other
anything?
Than
no?
Just want to see if there was an update.
Yeah,
I know it's in the same division, but if you're Aaron Rodgers, aren't you looking at the Saints being like, oh, damn, that looks nice right there. Looks nice.
To steal a line from every great reporter, Key, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you this question. Do you have any update on Michael Thomas?
Again, the only thing I can add to that is, as of right now, from everything that I've gathered, is that he is right now on the PUP list, and outside of that, I don't have any other information to add.
I wouldn't be doing my job. Chef's kiss. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask the question.
That's why the reason Key knows how to translate coach speak is because he's a coach at heart. He listened to that. He's like,
he talks the same language.
Talks the same language.
Outside of what I know on the
dancing. Go ahead, Ev.
Real or not real? Is Carson Wentz the starter for the Colts in 2022, Jay?
I'm going to go not real. I mean, off to a 1-3 start. I just don't see him remaining healthy. That O-line still has issues. He's still running for his life every game. It seems like Frank Reich wanted to create Carson Wentz from 2017. He's no longer there. He's no longer there. Not real.
I'd say it's real. Carson Wentz will be the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. The 1-3 start is not all Carson Wentz. The offensive line is banged up. We know what happened with Quentin Nelson. This team is a good football team, and every now and then you get into a little bit of a funk, and you have to come out of that funk, and I think he will. Now, Carson Wentz had two ankle issues. We kind of jumped on him, beat him up a little bit by not going back into the game at the end of that game with those two ankles, but he bounced back the next week and wind up playing and played pretty decent.
Well, he's also coming off foot surgery this summer, too.
Not real. Carson Wentz can do certain things that catch your attention, but over time, I've noticed a pattern where his team doesn't function well when he's the quarterback. In addition, he's injured, and he has now, what, one win in his last 10 starts? I don't see him as the quarterback next year for the Colts.
All right. I think this is going to bring us back to Aaron Rodgers, maybe. Teddy Bridgewater, Broncos starting quarterback 2022, real or not real?
I want it to be real for Teddy Bridgewater's sake.
It all depends on Aaron Rodgers.
This is so tough. Yeah, if that's a prime destination, it doesn't matter how well Teddy Bridgewater plays. Doesn't matter how well he plays.
Well, if
they get to the Super Bowl.
If Rodgers,
I'm still taking Rodgers, Max.
If Bridgewater wins the Super Bowl and Rodgers is available, they will surely give the job to Rodgers if he wants it. Right. But we don't know that the Broncos are the team definitely that Rodgers will go to. That's the whole thing.
I'm in between here. I don't know.
Whew. I just have a sneaking
suspicion.
Didn't
the Ravens do that? The Ravens like won the Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer and then like signed Elvis Gerback in the offseason.
How did that work out for him?
NFL's just saying, it's happened. Like that.
No, it happens. In
I'm not comparing him to Aaron Rodgers.
The Steelers moved on from Neil O'Donnell, and he went to the Super Bowl as well. It happens. I'm stuck here because I think. And you correct me if you think I'm wrong, Evan. I think that if the Denver Broncos falter, that they're going to move on from the head coach in Vic Fangio. So if they move on from Vic Fangio, what happens to the defense? It becomes a situation where it's a great job, but will they blow things up to a point where it doesn't make all that much sense to go get Aaron Rodgers? Because Von Miller's in the last year of his contract. So I'm just going to say for Teddy Bridgewater's sake, it's real. He'll be the quarterback of the Denver Broncos.
Two more. Here we go. Both in the AFC North. Let's go through this one quickly. Baker Mayfield, real or not real? Starting quarterback.
Real.
Yeah, I'll go real.
Real.
And then Big Ben. Will Big Ben real or not real? I mean, Big Ben real or not real be the starting quarterback at the end of this year?
Real. Real.
Real. Legacy. It'll be bad, but real.
Real, but the caveat is what Key said yesterday. I was trying to reconcile because I agree with Jay. It's not, but they're going to start Ben, and he's not going to finish games. Like, he'll get a start, but Haskins is going to get a good look by the end
of the season. Somebody will get a good look.
Yeah. So I don't think it'll be Mason Rudolph.
So you guys aren't giving up on Big Ben for this season?
To do what? To turn it around?
To be the starter.
He's going to start, Evan. He'll finish it off, and it's over, and he'll go do something else.
Know what else, though, when we say it's over? Steelers are going to compete. They're going to win a few games you think they're not going to win. They're going to compete.
They might win more games than what you think.
Right.
But as far as his future in Pittsburgh at the quarterback spot, this is a wrap. This is the end of the year, and I mean, end of his tenure in Pittsburgh, and you can clearly see it. And all of what Ben is going through is not just on Big Ben. There's issues at the receiver spot. There's issues on the offensive line. There's issues on the defensive side of the ball with health. It's a whole combination of things. But because it's Ben Roethlisberger and we're so accustomed to watching them win and him play a different way, it's not the case right now.
Yeah. You know, offensive lines, look around the league. Look at the good offensive lines. I guarantee you, you think their quarterbacks are pretty good. Right? And the bad ones, you think the quarterbacks are pretty bad. It's a structural issue.
Well, Baker Mayfield, you're still like, he's good, but
he's right. He's not great, but he's good. You don't think poorly of him.
Because he has an incredible offensive line.
Exactly. Ben Roethlisberger, by the way, had something to say about whether it's real or not real that this team will ever give up, guys. Listen to Big Ben.
Oh, you know, it's early. You know, we played some good football teams. You know, we feel like we're making some progress. We just have to find a way to, at the end of the game, have a W on the board. I need to be better. I need to fight through and figure out how to make better decisions, how to make better throws, how to, you know, be a better football player. And that's why I just said I'm not going to quit. I'm going to keep doing that. I'm not giving up on this season. No one in this building is. It's still early, and there's still a lot of fight left in us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know what I like about what he said, actually? Little things can sometimes tip off someone's mindset, whether it's like they're in the right situation. He said, he didn't say I have to make better throws. I have to do this. He said, I have to figure out how to. He is process oriented still. Like I have to figure out in my process how this is going to get better. At least that's a good sign that his head is in the right place to me.
Yeah. Look, he is an old quarterback that has run out of gas, and he's trying to roll down the hill to get to the gas station to fill back up. The only problem is the gas station is closed, so he's in trouble. That's what it is.
It reminds me of a lot of older NBA guys that I played against my rookie year that wouldn't have the same pop or the speed, but they knew how to get to places where they can be optimal, right? And that's what Big Ben has to do here. Like, he can't do – you can't expect him to do extraordinary things. He just has to be efficient.
Know what, though? I think that was him last year.
Got to protect him.
I think that was him last year. Like, everyone was like, can he have a bounce-back season? I think last year was his so-called bounce-back season. He got hurt. He didn't play. He's coming off an injury, late 30s, bad O-line, won 11 games in a row.
Yeah.
Dinking and dunking, which is not his style. To me, that's his bounce-back year. I don't see it getting better than that last year. I see it getting worse. And last year, by the end, it wasn't good enough.
Well, when you have a guy like this in Ben Roethlisberger, you have to offensively help him out. The skill position players have to come to his aid in helping. They can't be running bad routes and not precise. They've got to win at the line of scrimmage.
Some bad juju, so to speak?
A lot of everything. But you got to help him because he's only going to be able to do so much. Mike Tomlin said it yesterday in his press conference. Ben Roethlisberger does not move around the way he did in the past. We could see it. Everybody sees it.
So the next three games, Broncos, Seahawks, Browns, Teddy Bridgewater still in concussion protocol. Who are you taking versus the Broncos? You taking the Steelers or the Broncos? Teddy Bridgewater plays.
Where are they playing?
At home.
I'll take the Steelers.
I'll probably take the Steelers.
Seahawks at home next game.
In Seattle?
No.
Oh, at home. I'll probably take Seattle.
Max?
I just feel like the Steelers are going to squeeze some wins out that they shouldn't win.
Right, so
hold on. What does Seattle at that point figure they're 3-2 or something like that, right? I'll take Seattle.
Then at the Browns. I mean, that would be a tough game for them. But
yeah.
Those are games like you still like.
Browns game will be tough, but it is a divisional rival.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, like, they
like
have
if you look
chance.
At the, if you just kind of do it like Tomlin and he'll squeeze something out, then you look at the Seattle game and the Cleveland game, and you go, probably they lose both, but one of those two games, they'll figure something out, surprise people. They'll be 2-1 over those three instead of 1-2. I think they're 1-2 over those three, though.
Well, that goes to show you, too, also, when people get into this whole thing, even about Bill Belichick or Tom Brady, I'm like, hey, look, you could be the best coach in the game. Mike Tomlin's one of the best coaches in the game. If you don't got dudes, if you don't got hosses, you ain't going to win chips.
It's all about the Willies and Joes and not the X's and O's. Mm.
Yeah, the Steelers, what's like confounding about them, and Key, I know you were talking about it's the kind of line they think they had and everything. They couldn't run the ball at all. When I see that, I'm not looking at the back. I'm looking at the line. When you can't get anything, I'm looking at the line. They didn't seem to be serious about addressing. Like, I look at the Steelers, I think here are the two big issues. Aging quarterback, bad offensive line. Mm-hmm. Everything else you could figure out. They did not address either one of those issues.
Yeah, but
either
they one. So when they do self-evaluation, right, the end of the season, the scouting people, everybody comes in, they all got the grades and they're looking at everything and coaches are doing it prior to the draft. They're saying to themselves, I think if we did this, they look at all their plays, all the pass, the run, and they start looking at all that stuff and they're saying, we ran the ball pretty good. And you say, well, how did you run the ball pretty good? Blah, blah, blah. They only average a yard of it. But they're not looking at that. They're looking at, if I had a back that hit that hole and cut this way and cut that way, then the running game would have been this. We didn't have a running back that would have hit the hole a certain way, so it made the offensive line look poor. If we go get a guy like a Najee Harris, so it becomes a miscalculation.
That's really interesting.
You know, now they miscalculated what they thought they had by evaluating self-check in the offseason.
That's really interesting.
That happens.
So they're looking and thinking, actually, our offensive line's better than people think. It's the back that's making the O-line look bad. And it turns out, sometimes it happens this way, they were a little too clever for their own good, right?
Very clever.
Yeah.
Outsmart themselves.
Happens all the time.
What did Key say earlier?
What did I do
that
now?
Made Jay get up and walk off the show?
Oh, that.
In disgust and fury. That's next. Keyshawn. Jay, Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.